This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future radio programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address on the internet is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. What is the meaning of life? How can purpose, fulfillment, and satisfaction in life be found? How can something of lasting significance be achieved? So many people have never stopped to consider these important questions. They look back years later and wonder why their relationships have fallen apart and why they feel so empty, even though they may have achieved what they set out to accomplish. An athlete who had reached the pinnacle of his sport was once asked what he wished someone would have told him when he first started playing his sport. He replied, "I wish that someone would have told me that when you reach the top, there is nothing there." Many goals reveal their emptiness only after years have been wasted in their pursuit. In the New Testament book of James, chapter 4, we get this revealing statement. "Listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go into this city and stay there a year and make money,' you do not know about tomorrow. What is your life? It is like a fog. You see it, and it is soon gone. What you should say is, 'If the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that.'" In our humanistic culture, people pursue many things, thinking that in them they will find meaning. Some of these pursuits include business success, wealth, good relationships, sex, entertainment, and doing good to others. People have testified that while they achieved their goals of wealth, relationships, and pleasure, there was still a deep void inside, a feeling of emptiness that nothing seemed to fill. The author of the biblical book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament describes this feeling when he says, "Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless," or vanity. Ecclesiastes 1:2. King Solomon, the writer of Ecclesiastes, had wealth beyond measure, wisdom beyond any man of his time or ours, hundreds of women, palaces and gardens that were the envy of kingdoms, the best food and wine, and every form of entertainment available. He said at one point that anything his heart wanted, he pursued. And yet, he summed up life under the sun, life lived as though all there is to life is what we can see with our eyes and experience with our senses. All of that is ultimately meaningless. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, we get this from Solomon. "These are the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. 'It is of no use,' says the preacher. 'It is of no use. All is for nothing. What does a man get for all his work which he does under the sun? People die and people are born, but the earth stays forever. The sun rises and the sun sets, and travels in a hurry to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. It goes around and around and returns again on its way. All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full, and they return again to the place from which the rivers flow. But as a counterbalance to this seemingly hopeless beginning, this book of Ecclesiastes ends in chapter 12 like this. The last word after all has been heard is, "Honor God and obey His laws. This is all that every person must do, for God will judge every act, even everything which is hidden, both good and bad." In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we find that God created mankind in His image, Genesis 1:26. This means that we are more like God than we are like anything else and any other life form. We also find that before mankind fell into sin and the curse of sin came upon the earth, the following things were true. God made man a social creature, Genesis 2:18-25. God gave man work, Genesis 2:15. God had fellowship with man, Genesis 3:8, and God gave man dominion over the earth, Genesis 1:26. What is the significance of these things? God intended for each of these to add to our fulfillment in life, but all of these, especially the fellowship of man with God, were badly affected by man when he fell into sin and the resulting curse upon the earth, Genesis chapter 3. Then the meaning of life was restored through Jesus Christ. Real meaning in life, both now and in eternity, is found in the restoration of the relationship with God that was lost with Adam and Eve's fall into sin. That relationship with God is only possible through His Son, Jesus Christ. See Acts chapter 4, verse 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, John chapter 14, verse 6. Eternal life is gained when we repent of our sin, no longer want to continue in sin, and Christ changes us, making us new creations, and we rely on Jesus Christ as Savior. Real meaning in life is not found only in accepting Jesus as Savior, as wonderful as that is. Rather, real meaning in life is when one begins to follow Christ as His disciple, learning of Him, spending time with Him in His Word, the Bible, communing with Him in prayer, and walking with Him in obedience to His commands. If you are not a Christian or perhaps a new believer in Christ, you might be saying to yourself, "That does not sound very exciting or fulfilling to me." But Jesus made the following statements. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus said, "I came so that they might have life, a great, full life." That is in John chapter 10. What all these verses are saying is that we have a choice. We can continue to seek to guide our own lives, which results in emptiness, or we can choose to pursue God and His will for our lives with a whole heart, which will result in living life to the full, having the desires of our hearts met, and finding contentment and satisfaction. That is so because our Creator loves us and desires the best for us, not necessarily the easiest life, but the most fulfilling. I have put in front of you life and death, so choose life. John chapter 5, verse 12 says, "He that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son of God does not have life." John chapter 3 records these words of Jesus, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Whoever puts his trust in God's Son will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever. For God did not send His Son into the world to say it is guilty. He sent His Son so that the world might be saved from the punishment of sin by Him. Whoever puts his trust in His Son is not guilty. Whoever does not put his trust in Him is guilty already. It is because he does not put his trust in the name of the only Son of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. And now from our mailbag of letters that you have written to us, I select this letter. A Nigerian man writes, "Most beloved, greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Before I was an earthly high chief, but I praises the God Almighty, who had given me the power of salvation and grace to put Satan to shame in this kingdom. I received Christ Jesus as my personal Savior through your program, Vision for Christ, on Radio Africa. Pastor Segun came to my palace to deliver God's word of truth. I was highly touched. Immediately, I am sorry for my sins, for making people by force to worship the graven image of the river goddess. I started preaching Christ Jesus to the people of my community. Many people there have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. All evil sacrifices and altars to the river goddess have been canceled, and we now have 48 new believers in Christ." Wow, what a letter of testimony to the power of the gospel message going forth via radio and the internet. So please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you too may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs there, and Pastor Terry Priestup has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat these addresses again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John 5:24. "For sure I tell you, anyone who hears my word and puts his trust in him who sent me has life that lasts forever. He will not be guilty. He has already passed from death into life."